Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo and I'm broadcasting live to you from Anchorage, Alaska, and my guest today, Dr. Richard G. Petty, is in Georgia, and of course our studio is located in Northern California. I just love technology. Where else than another time in recent history would we have been able to do this? Modern technology is fabulous. We're going to be talking about healing, meaning, and purpose today. Dr. Petty, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Donna. And I also am always just astonished. Isn't this marvelous that you're up there in the frozen north and beautiful, and here it's raining and getting warm. Amazing difference.
It's just incredible. I absolutely love it. I want my audience, in case they've not heard you speak before, I want them to know about you. You're a biochemist, an endocrinologist, a neurologist, a psychiatrist, and an advisor to the Prince of Wales Foundation for Integrated Health. And you have traveled around the world. You know the leaders in so many different areas of health and wellness and medicine. And you have dedicated your life to empowering people with this wondrous amount of information that you have, because you have such an interest in this. To you, this is so important, working with wellness. And what we were going to talk about today, you wanted to give us some insights on how you feel the individual can really make a turnabout in their life. I mean, we have so much information that we're being bombarded with daily.
Yes,
about
yes.
Health, and this is bad, and that's good, and this is terrible, and this is toxic, and so on and so forth. How can people take charge of their lives? What can they do?
Oh, this is absolutely a central issue, and you're right, Donna. I've really dedicated my life to this, to really make sure that we can advise people, not just to find the right information, but also to be able to look within themselves, because you really, truly always have most of the information in there. One of the things that's worried me a lot in recent years is the way that so many people are being made dependent on others. How many times have we all seen teachers in the spiritual area or self-help people or health folk who say, oh, you have to come to me for every piece of advice. Now, I think that's not smart, because if you spend your entire time carrying people around, people's legs get very soft and squidgy, and they can't use them anymore. And I really feel that what I want to do is show people how they can get up on their own two feet, find the answers, because they are there for everybody. And what I then do is, first of all, show people where to go, and we're going to do that in the next 10 minutes or so, and then provide people with the advice that works. Because what you said is absolutely right. I mean, it is so confusing. You have tons of guests on your show. You're highly educated. You read a lot. You listen to people. But how many times have you had one person come on your show and say one thing, and then a week later somebody says something that's 180 degrees away?
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time. And it's so difficult. And I've just been giving a series of lectures all over the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And I know that I've had a lot of professionals who said, ooh, wow, we didn't know that. And that cuts across 20 years of teaching, and then saying, absolutely, things are changing. And I'd like to just say something and give you a statistic, which you and I have discussed privately once, but it really bears repeating. The sum total of all knowledge in medicine is doubling every 3.5 years.
Oh, I know, and that is just so overwhelming.
Yes.
A doctor, how can a doctor keep up with this? I've said this on my show. It's not humanly possible. That's why I'm so amazed that you even have the time to integrate with as many of the variables as you do, because most doctors don't have the time to do that.
Well, and you're right, but for me, there are two things. And we didn't actually, I have to tell the audience, we didn't rehearse all of this, but it's interesting that somebody said exactly this, a professor at a very large university whom I've known for many years. He said, how do you get to write all of this stuff and do it? He said, don't you ever sleep? And I said, oh, I have the same needs as everybody else. And he said, it's 11 o'clock at night, you're still taking questions. We've been here since 7. Don't you get tired? And I said, sure, I'm going to hit the wall eventually. But what I've done is, first of all, it's a passion to make sure that people mm-hmm. do get the information. Number two, I learned a secret, and it's one that I'm going to keep sharing with everybody. The key to being able to function at the highest level and to share truth with people is forget about time management. It's energy management.
Oh, I'm That's so key. Glad you said that.
Absolutely key. And so what I do, I said, you know, I am a human being like everybody else. I have needs. I need food, water, sleep. But I've also learned, and this is what in the weeks to come we're going to share with the audience in a lot of detail, I have learned how to focus my energy in a very precise way so that I can get lots done and a lot more than most people. And eventually, of course, I sleep like everybody else. But when it's necessary, I can read a great deal and write, and every single person listening can do exactly the same thing. I have, in one weekend once, wrote 28,000 words of a book when it was needed. How? Simply by learning this technique of focus, and we're going to be looking at this in a bit of detail in a few minutes, if I may.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Now, you had made mention of five preliminary guides to truth.
Yes.
And I found, okay, that's something to be able to break it down into five components. Let's take the first component. What's the first guide
okay.
to that?
What's the reason that I wanted to start with this is I am a huge believer, as we've said and as you and I have discussed on the show a couple of times before, in empowering people. So what we need to do right at the beginning is help people to start being able to listen to themselves, know whether you are thirsty, whether you need food or anything else, and to also be able to start finding more information about yourself. And that's immensely helpful, and that's what we're going to be looking at. So I'm going to start with what I refer to as my five preliminary guides. When you get good at this, and you are an expert, you've been working in this field for, 35, 40 years, so you know that there are even more of these, but these are the first steps. And the very first one is whenever you look at something, because people are always bringing up new pieces of information and new theories, I want you to ask a very simple question. Use this new piece of information and apply it in different circumstances. Can it be cross-applied? And I'm going to give you an example, if I may.
Oh, please do.
And a matter of record, and I think most people know that I spent many years working with Prince Charles on this whole idea of a new form of medicine. And he just wrote something which I think really shows where I'm coming from, and I think where you and many of the audience are, but it really encapsulates this. So this is what Prince Charles wrote just very recently. And he said, as I have grown older, I've gradually come to realize that my entire life so far has been motivated to heal the dismembered landscape and the poisoned soil, the cruelly shattered townscape where harmony has been replaced by cacophony, to heal the divisions between intuitive and rational thought, between mind, body, and soul, so that the temple of our humanity can once again be lit by a sacred flame, to level the monstrous artificial barrier erected between tradition and modernity, and above all, to heal the mortally wounded soul that alone can give us warning of the folly of playing God and of believing that knowledge on its own is a substitute for wisdom.
Those are very, very powerful words. And I think, Richard, when we look at past history, when humanity has gone through various cycles, there have been people that have said similar words when there was a revolution of change evolving, because there is always, it seems like, and you can correct me if you have a different perception, but it's almost like, using words you mentioned a moment ago, you hit the wall, or life hits a wall, and then people go, wait a minute, I wasn't aware of that. I didn't even know this wall existed, and I have to rethink things, because batting my head up against the wall isn't going to pay off anymore. And that's why I think your five preliminary guides are insightful, and they're good to hear.
Well, let's go further, because I agree completely. And what's the impulse that led the prince to write this is very much what motivates me, and I'm pretty sure it's what motivates you as well. And there's a very important concept that runs with this, and it came to me as you were speaking. When people really change, not just little bits of change, not deciding you're going to go to the gym, but transform themselves, transformation is virtually instantaneous, and people are always very surprised. And so I say to them, well, wait a second. If you think about it, the most profound thing that can happen in human life is to create another one.
Mm-hmm.
The moment of creation of a new life takes a matter. Chances are, leading up to it, it may have taken weeks, months, years of courtship and all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual moment that creates the new life, something that takes place in less than 5 seconds.
I think that's very true. And often it is very hard for people when they hear about someone that supposedly has become an overnight success. They go, oh, gee, you're so lucky. And the individual will say, wait a minute, you don't recognize that I was sleeping on the floor for 5 years with Lulu Bell and her dog George. I mean, we didn't have anything else around. Or they'll have all kinds of stories, and people go, I didn't know that. I just thought it happened. And I will say frequently on my show, life is not a straight line. At least I haven't found it to be that way.
Never, no.
And so you have these various conditions. There's something that you bring up that I think is so important. And I know, being in broadcasting and working with people as I do, I know as a physician and with all of your background, this is so important. Your second guide is listening.
Yes.
And that is something that has to be learned. It is just something we really have to pay attention to. Address that.
Yes, and this is one that's particularly difficult for an alpha male. It took me, I tell you, I came into this life with a great big ball and chain around my ankles, both of them, because it would have been much easier if I had been of a different personality type, but that's just the way it was. And it is so desperately important. If people say that what's one thing must you do, it is learning to listen to everything. And I'm going to give you a little example, if I may, because it also gets back to what I'd meant just now about cross-applying ideas. And it's very practical. I live on a farm, and after 6 months, we finally have had some rain, so we've had some flooding. And I was about to set out and dig a great big long ditch. There was nobody else, and so I was putting aside the whole day to dig this ditch just to start getting some drainage going. And then I suddenly looked at the lie of the land, and I thought, wait a minute, there's something here. So I got very, very, very quiet, and I listened. I put my ear very close to the wet ground, and I could hear a little gurgling noise. And as I traced it and I looked around, I found very quickly that there was a natural underground little aquifer that was leading the water away.
Interesting.
So all I did was I listened very closely, and it wasn't a straight line. It meandered around, and I found it. And simply by digging into those areas, I got the whole job that I was going to spend the whole day doing. I got it done in about 30 minutes. And that's actually a very important principle, because one of the things that's happened in medicine, and one of the things that is so frustrating to many of your listeners, is the way that we really have two different approaches to medicine. One of them is that the physician does something to you, and it's all part of a battle. So we hear about all all the use of military metaphors all the time. There's a war on cancer. There are killer cells, magic bullets. We have to show fighting spirit. We've all heard that. But there's actually another way. And the other way is far more satisfying to the soul. And it fits far more with what the prince was saying and what you and I have been discussing. And that is, instead, you work with nature. You work to find out where you're going, and you go with that. It takes a bit of learning, that, but that is far more effective. When I was digging my hole in the ground, I could have been there all day, and I would have dug through and dug and dug and dug. And it's the same when I'm treating somebody. If I am treating somebody, what I look to see is, where exactly are the lines of cleavage? Where are they actually going? What is their purpose? How is this moving forward? And I work with them. And before we finish today, I'm going to give everybody a little bit of homework, something I think people will find a very interesting little exercise. But it's so important. Listen. When you work with somebody, one of the things that I know already, although you and I have not worked together professionally, I know because we've worked enough, that you're very good at tuning in to a person's essence, as I call it. You may use a different term, but that's the absolute key, is to actually get what is it about this person, their core essence. And once you find that, once you've tuned into it and you get the wisdom of yourself, the universe, to give you that, then suddenly you can give them the best advice in the world.
I think that's very true. And the listening aspect is on multiple levels.
Yes.
I don't find it's just hearing words. I find, and this is just my perspective, that there have to be gentle questions so that someone can talk comfortably. There has to be that sense of trust. There's so much with listening, and I know that with my listeners and with the people that I've worked with in counseling, that when you don't listen, when you don't really listen, it can create walls of misunderstanding.
Absolutely.
And it's so easy to do. But it, again, it is something I had to grow into, and I always had a sensitivity and sort of a refinement with it, even when I was younger. But the thing is, there is a sophistication that hopefully as you get older and you get wiser, you learn how to listen with an openness that is without judgment. Your third guide, I really value, and that is feeling with your heart.
Yes.
I'd like for you to address that, because I think it doesn't mean you're a doormat, but feeling with your heart, what does that mean to you?
Well, this is part of exactly what you were saying a moment ago, because you said listening is not just with your ears. And I'd like to return to something that I talk about a lot in my books, now plural. I have another one coming out in a few weeks. And it's very important, whenever we look at something like listening, feeling, it's physical. So your physical ears, it's psychological, how you react. It is also social. How many of us actually get our important messages from other people? All the time. It's subtle, so it is the subtle currents that you feel from somebody else, and it's spiritual. So you can listen at many, many different levels. How many times have you said something to somebody, and if you just wrote down the actual words, they wouldn't be that profound, but you have just changed somebody's life forever.
Oh, that's so true.
All
Look
the time.
At the teachers in a classroom. I
All
think
the
of
time.
The teachers
yes.
that I hold dear in my heart's mind, because their words, just a few words, and I'd spent hundreds of hours with them. But certain things that they said to me, they still echo in my ears. Because
yes.
it came from their heart. They were talking from sincerity. And it touched me. It wouldn't have touched anybody else, because it was for me. So that, I think, is so true. Now, we've got a fourth guide to truth. And this
yes.
one I absolutely believe in. And that is purpose. Because if you don't have it,
yeah.
your life is a mess. Let's go into that.
Well, I would like to, and I'm going to give a suggestion that I've heard very few people ever say. When you're not sure, because initially when you start listening, you start using your heart, everybody doubts themselves. Everybody
oh, sure.
does. And unless you're psychotic, you doubt yourself, honestly, truly. And there's one marvelous thing that you can do. If you look at a chess master when he is moving his pieces, every single move has multiple purposes. You move a pawn forward because it's defending, it's attacking, it's doing this and that. If you want to know whether something is real in your life, you will notice immediately something that is subtle when it's coming from your higher self. It is something that has multiple purposes, because something that you know as a professional, as a therapist, how many times have you had people come to you in distress and your ability has been to say, well, this has been terrible, but look at the new doors that have just opened for you.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do that. And that's this ability to find that when something has happened, is there just more than one side to it? And if there is, I tell you, you are noticing the hand of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I really mean that. If you start noticing in your life, not just synchronicities, but events that happen a lot. And I'm going to give another example, if I may. I was just recently at a retreat, and sometimes, even though I've been teaching for 35 years, sometimes I'm thick. We all are. And somebody said to me, sometimes even teachers need teachers.
Oh, and absolutely.
I was being a little bit hard-headed about all of this. And in the course of 10 minutes, six individuals all walked up to me and said exactly the same thing, same sentence, same cadence, same everything, and then walked away. Not one of the six had any memory of having spoken to me afterwards. When that happens, it's time to start listening, guys.
It really is. It really, really is. And I had an experience myself just today. I have a tenacity. I'll go after something and I can remember a mentor I had so many years ago said, you are so tenacious. You're like a bulldog. You're just going to hang on to something and it's going to work. Well, sometimes that's an advantage and sometimes it's a very strong disadvantage, because you maybe think that that's your job, to hang on and to make absolutely be out there. You know, you're going to make that breakthrough, come hell, high water, the deep blue sea. Well, maybe that's not the right thing to do. So
yeah.
we do have to temper and purpose. Oh, it is so important. And that's one of the things in your book, Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, that is so valuable, because you offer exercises about how to get clarity. And I can't speak for anybody else, but there are moments where I feel like somebody's got me on a mental lazy Susan, and they pull the switch, and I'm in fourth gear, and I'm saying, excuse me, please don't make it fifth, because I just need to stop this stupid thing from spinning.
Absolutely. And you're right, and this is something that every single person listening can work on this, and it can transform your life. It really can. Just doing some very simple work like this can really change you enormously. And, you know, as we're speaking, Donna, because I know we're covering, as we do in each of our shows, we're covering a lot of material, and I'm wondering if there's some easy way in which perhaps we could just put a few notes about this for today that people can actually use as they listen to the broadcast. I'd be very happy to let you have those if you'd like to put them on your site or link to me. I'd just like to give people as much as we possibly can to help them really do this, because
it doesn't take
much time, and I'd love to give people as much as possible. So you must tell me today, or we'll do it in the next few days, how we best do this. So I'm very happy to put it on your website, or people can come to my website, which is the RichardGPettyMD.com. It's my name, Richard G for George, PettyMD.com. And we'll either put them there, or we'll put them on your website, or we'll put them on both.
Well, I think that's a marvelous idea, but also, too, people need to know about your blog. Now, before we get to that, though, I want to talk about the fifth gun.
Because you're being tenacious again.
I am. I want to get this through, because each of these points are significant, and it's almost like this is sort of a mini class that we're giving today, and I find it interesting, and I'm sure my listeners do too, but your fifth guide is to find the still point so you can listen to your intuition. And
yes.
Even though I've been in the work of mind as many years as I have, I find lots of times I get so yakety-yakety and so busy with certain things that taking that still time, it's almost as if the universe says, okay, kid, you're not listening. This is what we're going to do. We are going to put you in a space where you can't talk to anybody, you can't do anything, and you're just going to have to be quiet. And, of course, they'll go, excuse me, how come everything's gone into the break section? I cannot, nothing's happening. What's going on? It's amazing how this works. And you need to give us a little bit of illumination, because I know my listeners are incredibly busy. So many of them are professional people, and they hardly have time to take a break, much less do what they think of meditate. So give us some tips on that.
Well, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you something, because for many, many years, I was following everybody else and said, hey, guys, you've all got to slow down, smell the roses and so on. And it took me a while, because I'm a little bit slow in the head sometimes. It took me a while to realize it was not realistic. So I then decided some years ago to turn everything on its head. And I said, okay, what techniques, methods have I learned? What can I refine and work with? Things that we can do in less than a minute a day. And people, when they heard this, were incredulous. And I said, well, actually, over the last few years, we have found, I have found with people I work with, several hundred, and I mean that quite literally, several hundred tips, techniques, everything from very simple little acupressure things. There are ways that you can hold your hands to get into a still point in a matter of seconds. And the main thing that I teach, and again, we can help folk a little bit with this, your listeners, is a 60-second peace technique, where people actually just, all I expect from anybody is 60 seconds a day or less. And if you do that, just 60 seconds, there's a remarkable thing comes into play, because remember what we started with right at the beginning, which is the most important thing is not time management, it's energy management.
Mm-hmm.
If I only let you have 60 seconds, you can't procrastinate, you can't put it off, because everybody has, even I have 60 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And I do a lot more than most folk in the course of a day. Even I have my 60 seconds. So what I very, very strongly recommend is a simple technique, and it doesn't matter which one you use. I have one that I've recorded. It's one that I've also written about. And there's also a little technique that goes with it. What I ask people to do is simply to seat themselves for 60 seconds. You can use an egg timer. You can use anything you like. And sit quietly and simply breathe and watch your breath for 60 seconds, but with complete focus. But there's a little trick I'm going to give you, which I doubt that your listeners have ever heard. I had to go all the way to central China to hear this one. While you're sitting down, and I always recommend sitting on something firm with your back straight, I would like you to take the thumb of your right hand and put it right in the middle of the palm of your left hand. Very simply, it's nice and relaxed. And then I'd like you to take your middle finger of your right hand and put it on the back of your hand, right opposite your thumb. And it's a very old technique, but it's incredibly helpful. So it's actually, the Chinese have a word, it's called Tsintai. When you do that, it basically closes off a little energy loop in your body, and it works at the neurological level. And if you do that, as you do this seating and just breathing very quietly, watching it just for 60 seconds with your hands like that, it will feel as if you've meditated for 10 minutes or more in a very deep way. And I just would recommend people try it. Don't do it while you're driving, of course, but just do it if you get a moment. Just try that. So put your thumb into the middle of your palm, the middle finger over the top, and just try that. And people will be amazed how quickly that will work. And it's a little technique I've used for years when people say, well, I can't get still. Anybody, even somebody rushing around as busy as you are and I am and all the people I work with, you can do that 60 seconds and just try that. I think you'll be amazed. And if you do that, just trying it for 60 seconds, eventually you'll find you want to do a bit more. But you'll also find very, very quickly how many rapid insights come to you. So that's going to be our main exercise for today, that I would really like people to try that, because I think it'll make a huge difference in everyone's life. So that's going to be our main homework that I'd like people to take with them this week. but I'd also like to do one other quick thing. I'd
sure.
like to tell you a remarkable story. Everything that we talk about, as you know, and I'm going to just tell your listeners again, is not opinion. It's not just something that we've dreamt up. It's all very based in science. And there's a remarkable statement that was made many years by the very famous explorer David Livingstone. Somebody said to him, well, what happens if on your expeditions to darkest Africa, the leader of the expedition and all his other people are taken down and they're eaten by a lion or they get malaria or something? And he said, oh, what will happen then is 1 in 10 of the remainder will become leaders. And he said, really? Is it 1 in 10? And he said, yes, exactly 1 in 10. And he said, if we go too far, it'll just be the 1 in 20, but that's invariable. Well, something very interesting is a brand new piece of research that has just been published that has looked at the way in which if you have a random group of people, eventually they start following 5 to 10% of people who know where they're going. And guess what? Those 5 to 10% of people, without any instruction, become the leaders in the group. And there's one final thing. The people who do that have two characteristics. One is they're very still. You notice it as soon as you walk in. The second is they start developing the ability to find knowledge in other places.
Mm-hmm.
And that has now been confirmed by a scientific study published this week.
So
a statement from over 100 years ago by a famous explorer confirmed multiple times around the world, and now there's science to prove it. Isn't that remarkable?
It's fabulous. We are just about out of time.
I
Richard,
know.
I want to be sure that people know about your blog, because
Certainly.
Your blog is really very informative. Now, your website is richardgpettymd.com. That's P-E-T-T-Y. md.com, and you can go to my website, and there's a link from my website to his website on the sponsor page, so you can go ahead and check that out. And Richard, what's your blog email address
again? I make it as easy as possible. You can get to it from your website and from my main one, and it's simply richardgpettymd.blogs, blogs.com, and you will find around about 1,000 articles that I've written recently, and based on what we've just been discussing, we will add to that, and for your listeners, we will make this material available, so they'll be able to get a little handout with the very things that we've discussed today to go with the show, and so if they tune in. So I will make that available, so they just need to contact that major website, and we'll have it there for them.
This is wonderful. As always, it's a delight having you, and we've got so much material that we haven't even begun to touch, and I'm looking forward to our next conversation. So we'll be in touch. Dr. Richard Petty, his book, Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, go to his website. You will be able to find that. He's got a new book that's coming out, but we have got so much wonderful information we're going to be sharing with you. So until the next time, Dr. Petty, be well. We'll be talking again soon.
Thank you very much, Donna, and thank you, everybody, for listening today. I hope we will have helped a lot of you make big steps in your life. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break, and we're going to come back in just a moment.
Hello,
don't go away.
This is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyMD.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on bbsradio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, He's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
This is Bill.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. For those of you, if you didn't have a pad of paper and a pen handy, I want to give you Dr. Petty's website again, because this man has a blog that is absolutely phenomenal. And you can go into my website, you can find the write-up that I have on him, and then you can connect with his website from there, or you can go to Richard G. Petty, PETTYMD.com. It is such a wonderful, wonderful experience when you can talk with people like Dr. Petty, who are really willing, ready, and able to make change. And the key is, with any of us, no matter what we are doing, if we're a janitor, if we are a chef, if we're a mom, a dad, a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, it doesn't make any difference what you're doing. There needs to be a willingness, and I said need, and I use that word specifically, because it is so important to recognize you're never going to know it all. You can't possibly. But every time you expose yourself to a different paradigm of thinking, that gives you something to absorb, to digest, to assimilate. Now, the wonderful thing about life is you don't have to accept it if you don't like it. The problem is if you're not willing to listen, if you're not willing to just say, well, let me see what this person has to say, if you immediately will slam dunk someone before you listen, which is one of the things we talked about, you are going to deprive yourself of the opportunity of maybe opening up your world. And this is on so many levels. Our minds work so quickly. We are like, what do I want to say, mousetraps. And we'll just instantaneously, as soon as something touches our button, boom, we make a judgment. But if we're wise, we'll keep our mouth shut, our eyes and ears open, and we are attentive. Because for us to change paradigms or to be willing to learn, we have to be in a state of receptivity. And I don't know about you, but I can talk about myself. And there are certain attitudes that I've had about doing certain things certain ways. And we all get comfortable with those little particulars, and maybe they are really great. But I have found throughout my life that when I've been open and receptive to learning different techniques or different applications, if I at least try them or try to think it through, it may or may not work. If it doesn't work, I'll say, okay, that's not for me. Fine, I move on to something else. But at least I'll give it a try. And that is one of the things that enabled me to be able to go into the work of mind, to be able to do many of the things that I've done, and it meant getting past a lot of barriers that were superimposed on me by other people's belief systems, and I found I could do it. Let me tell you about one quickly. When I was first starting out in doing psychic work, and by the way, I'll be giving the phone numbers if you want to call in, but what I wanted to say is when I first started doing this, I had people tell me, You cannot do readings for people without having them present. Believe it or not, that's what they said. I encountered people whose particular understandings that they had worked with were very, very small and very, very narrow. And a particular condition came up with a friend, and they said, I know of somebody in New York City. Can you give me some information about this person? I said, sure, go ahead. I had never done that before. As it turned out, it was a physiological situation. This individual wanted to know some particulars. She asked me. I gave her the information. There wasn't a thought in my mind that I was not capable of doing it. I just did it. But I had been told I would not be able to do it and that it would not be accurate. It was. And I got the feedback within a week. And it's amazing how when you become informed and you are able to understand how that information can work for you in an appropriate way, just like Dr. Petty said, you shift. It happens so quickly. So I threw out about a good 90%, maybe even more, of what had been said to me. Now, I walked in a different direction than many of the people that I had associations with, but that didn't mean that what they did was wrong. It just meant I had to find my own way. And that is part of what our journey in life is. It is so important for us to realize that teachers come into our life to teach us the best of what they have. But it's up to us to take and refine it to the level that's going to suit us best. And for us to use what they teach us to expand our own capabilities and our own talents. But you cannot do it if you have a closed mind. You cannot do it if you say, that's stupid. How many times have people that you know have said, that's stupid? They don't know what they're talking about. But have they really listened to everything? Part of what's happening in our world today is that finally people are saying, I've been hearing so much rhetoric about X, Y, Z for so long, there's got to be something else here. So they're basically tuning out what hasn't been working and they're opening up to something new. That causes a revolution of thinking. And when the thinking changes, the action changes, or at least it should. Your actions change, your expectations change, and you stretch and you grow. You get into a whole different thing. And it should be exciting to you. I don't care what your age is. And by the way, speaking of doing readings, if you want to give me a call, I'd be delighted to do one for you on the air today. 877-876-5227 is the toll-free number for the U.S. 877-876-5227. Canadians, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And we also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. If you want to call in and chat with me, just give me your first name or your initial. Of course, I always want to know where you're calling from. I'm always interested in what part of the country you're located in. After that, let me do my thing, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything you want. Now, before we go to our next break, I want to remind you the Northwest Women's Show is coming up, and I am so excited about this event. I've been participating with these wonderful people that put this on every year in the spring. It's a great way to start off the springtime of the year. It is invigorating to you. And gals, get on your walking shoes. Bring your bags because you're going to have chances to get all kinds of wonderful samples. You'll get all kinds of literature information. There's going to be seminars. I'm going to be speaking every day on the power of one. Also, I'm going to be available for mini consultations, but this is a marvelous event. You're not going to want to miss it. It's being held at the Quest Convention Center in Seattle. The hours are going to be 10 to 6 every day. You can go to their website to get extra details about tickets and so on and so forth. Go to northwestwomensshow.com. northwestwomensshow.com. You'll have everything that you need there, and you are going to just be so pleased to find out about some of the things that are going on. Teresa Tapp, who you've heard on the show here, she is going to be performing there, giving demonstrations on her exercise wellness regimen, which, believe me, it works. She's going to be there, too. So you want to come along. It is March 28th, 29th, and 30th, and I look forward to being there again. My booth number is 406. Look for the bright yellow banner that says The Donna Sebo Show, bbsradio.com. You can't miss it. It's really one of the brightest banners there, and we're going to be able to do many consultations, and I'm going to have so many books there as well. So I hope to see you there. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you want to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756-530, 876-3222. Phone lines are open. Give me a buzz if you want to chat. Meanwhile, we're taking a break. We're going to be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you want to chat. And the telephone numbers are 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. And I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Quick like a bunny, I do want to mention for those of you in Washington, I'm going to be doing a class at the Center for Spiritual Living. And it is going to be done on April the 19th, which is a Saturday. It'll start at 10 in the morning. We're going to have a catered lunch. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. Come casual. It's only $89 a person, and part of those proceeds are going to be going towards the refurbishing of this historical building that we're going to be holding the class in. So we invite you to come. Give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852, if you would like to participate in this class. Again, this is going to be at the Center for Spiritual Living at 206 North J Street in Tacoma. So again, give me a call, 800-872-8852. Now, we have got a wonderful interview, a wonderful group of people that are going to be guests on my show next week. On Monday, we have a special one-hour interview. Phone lines will not be open because I'm going to be entering Apollo 14 astronaut Dr. Edgar Mitchell. We're going to be talking about the book that he published about his life and his work with the Institute of Noetic Science. We're going to be talking about how space travel changed his thinking. His book is called The Way of the Explorer, and I'm really looking forward to this. So I will be on the air with him, and all of the shows, as you know, are archived, and his will be as well. Also, we're going to be talking with Linda Salvin about Chopped Liver for the Family Spirit. What a title, right? Chopped Liver. Well, Linda is a doll. She's also a psychic, and her story, her personal story about developing those skills and how they came into her life, it's really amazing. And I met her when I was at the expo in Los Angeles last month. So we're looking forward to interacting on the air. Also, we're going to be talking to Eldon Taylor. Choices and Illusions are the topics that we're going to be discussing. And then we're going to be talking about the book of telling, Tracing the Secrets of My Father's Life. Sharona Muir, her story is about, as we just said, her father and his involvement with a very special unit in the state of Israel. And then Rebecca Sannon, who we were supposed to have on last month, but she was in Australia, and there was a confusion about time. Well, she's going to be with me on the Friday of next week, a week from now. We're going to be talking about China, industry, and technology. And this is really good information. I know you'll find it as fascinating as I have. So that's the lineup we've got for next week, and I look forward to interviewing all of those people and sharing their wonderful insights and perspectives with you. Remember, it's all about empowering you as an individual. And if you want me to do that on an intuitive level, give me a call at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. People make a difference. An individual can have all kinds of experiences. It's what you do with them that matters. And I have in front of me a picture of a lady, Ella Avery Smothers. Now, she is a very, very successful, wealthy woman today. But when she was growing up, her life didn't give her any indication that that is where she was going to go. And in fact, she grew up on an isolated tobacco farm in Virginia in the 50s, and times were hard. This wasn't an easy environment. When she was seven, her family's farmhouse burned to the ground. They lost everything they owned. And so what did they end up having for a while? Well, her dad went out and got an old chicken coop, took it up to their smokehouse that hadn't been burned, and made a makeshift homestead that they stayed in for over a year. Can you imagine doing something like that? Eight people slept in two beds. Well, that was a very difficult time for the entire family. Remember, she was a little girl. But she said, for most of my life when I was growing up, things would be taken away. My dad lost his farm. It was always like you're never going to be able to hold on to anything. Well, she loved school. And she said, we had to work hard. We were out there with our family. She had four brothers and two sisters. And she said, as soon as we could, we were out there with our family and we were helping them because that's what we had to do. That's what we had to do to make money. But there was a local school. They had a one-room schoolhouse. And she said from grades 1 to 5, her kids, her brothers and sisters, and other children in this tiny community they lived in, they all went into this school. And she said she just absolutely loved to learn. But as hard as she tried, she just never could seem to get any better than a C. Now, there was a teacher that when she was 15 years old that had a tremendous influence on her life. She said his name was Mr. Miller. He had had polio as a child. And I knew he had been discriminated against, just like I had been throughout my entire young life. And he came up to her one day because he had watched her as a student. And he said, I want you to know, Ella, I want you to know, just because you're not an honor roll student does not mean you don't have a valuable contribution to make. The backbone of America is all about the good, solid people, and they, most of them are C students. He said, you have to work in the fields with your family. You don't have a lot of time to study. But if you give your very best at whatever you do, then you are going to find you will have a gift to give. Well, she wanted to go to college, but she couldn't qualify. She was a very solid C student. So she took his words to heart, and she said, I'm going to get into college in one way after another. Well, she managed to get a scholarship, went off to college, but found that she couldn't stay qualified for the scholarship because her grades were a steady C. That didn't make any difference. She was determined. She was going to finish school. She worked two jobs. She got student loans. She did whatever she had to do to be able to graduate. And she finally did. She got it in education. And she went and managed to get a job within a public school system. And she said it was amazing. Now, what happened is during the time after she graduated from school and she got married and she had a family, she managed to save $10,000. And she and her family decided they wanted to open up a Burger King, the very first Burger King in Los Angeles. And they now have 6 restaurants and just recently have purchased another one. But they went from Burger King to a restaurant called El Pollo Loco Restaurants in Virginia. She went back home. She went back to Virginia. Now she has got plenty of money. She doesn't ever have to worry about anything. But she is so supportive of students, C students. She said, I really want to support those students with the average grades because someone believed in me. And look at what I've been able to accomplish. And she is so supportive of education that she is taking what she's accomplishing and moving it into a whole new genre. This is wonderful. One woman, one person with one desire, and look at the benefit that it's expanding into. It's not all about the money, folks. It's there. Money's important, but it's about the heart and the spirit. And like Richard Petty said earlier, the purpose. This is Donna Sebo. We're out of time. We'll be back with you same time, same place, Monday. Yes. And we're going to be talking to Apollo 14 astronaut, Dr. Edgar Mitchell. Don't miss it. Tell your friends. Donna Sebo, remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Talk to you on Monday. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.